You're listening to KZFR 90.1 FM and KZFR.org. For a COVID-19 coronavirus update, I am Matt Fidler. Many counties in California are already extending their shelter-in-place order through at least May 17th. As the CDC and other experts learn more about the virus and how it works, they have now announced other common symptoms that you may have if you've been infected with the COVID-19 coronavirus. So, in addition to a dry cough and a fever, you may experience the chills, repeated shaking with the chills, muscle pain, headache, sore throat, loss of taste or smell. Now, of course, these symptoms are common with a lot of other things. But the symptoms of the COVID-19 virus have been described as coming on very suddenly for those who experience them strong. But you are unlikely to be admitted into a hospital and tested unless your symptoms are very severe. So this is tricky, which means pay close attention to your symptoms and quarantine yourself if you suspect you may have these symptoms. And always call your health professional before visiting a doctor or hospital. During the pandemic, people struggling with a nicotine or tobacco addiction might be having an especially hard time, lots of free time to burn, so to speak. Well, there's an answer. Callers to the California Smokers Helpline can now get additional tool to help them quit using tobacco. Free nicotine patches. A 2-week supply of daily nicotine patches will be mailed at no cost to eligible adult callers while supplies last through a grant from the University of California's Tobacco-Related Disease Research Program. A study will determine if promoting the patches increases calls to the helpline. In addition to the patches, helpline callers may receive free one-on-one telephone counseling available in several languages and educational resources if they want them. To sign up, smokers simply need to make one call to the California Smokers Hotline at 1-800-NO-BUTTS. That's 1-800-N-O-B-U-T-T-S. Or visit healthcollaborative.org/NorthStateEquity. For KZFR 90.1 FM, I'm Matt Fidler, reporting from Chico.